And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Eligibility for COVID-19 vaccines administered by the state of Oklahoma expands today. People 18 and up with comorbidities and K-12 teachers and school staff of all ages can now make appointments on the state's vaccinate.oklahoma.gov portal. The state estimates the expansion will include about a million Oklahomans, and it will take time to get through all of them as supply is constrained by the federal government. Dr. Dale Bratzler, chief COVID officer at OU Health, says the more vaccines administered, the better.
Again, I'll highlight that we're in a race. We're in a race against mutations versus getting vaccines into the arms of people who need the vaccine. The more vaccine we get into people's arms, the slower the virus will spread, the fewer mutations will happen, the fewer people that will be potentially exposed to variant strains. So it's really, really incumbent upon us right now to do everything we can to increase vaccination efforts.
Again, appointments can be scheduled at vaccinate.oklahoma.gov. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation has received $154 million from the latest federal coronavirus relief package. State Secretary of Transportation and ODOT Executive Director Tim Gatz plans to put a portion of that into the agency's Asset Preservation Fund. He says the timing of a cash infusion for road repairs couldn't be better.
I can't emphasize enough the impact that 2 weeks worth of sub-freezing weather conditions are going to have on our pavement structures for the springtime.
The Tulsa and Oklahoma City metro areas will also receive allocations from ODOT's funds.
We are providing some revenues to our transit providers. We are also working with county commissioners, and we're going to try to allow them to share in some of those COVID relief dollars.
A $900 billion COVID relief package passed by Congress and signed into law by then-President Trump in December included $10 billion for state departments of transportation. Tulsans impacted by waterline breaks and service interruptions are still under a voluntary boil water advisory. Hundreds of Tulsa homes still have no water at all. There are water stations set up around the city. More information at cityoftulsa.org. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.